The common man, better than everyone else? Dear Internet Diary, there is a pervasive belief out there that smart people, or rather people who like to talk about ideas more than they like to talk about other people, one, have little common sense, two, like to complain but don't offer solutions, three, think they are better than everyone else, and four, don't live enjoyable lives. These beliefs were recently leveled at the Hellbound Alley crew on an internet audio show. While I managed to resolve the issue in as friendly a way possible, it continued to gnaw at me, possibly because I don't have a life and possess no common sense. As far as the charge that I think I'm better than everyone else, I think I'm sort of different and I really want and try to be better, not only is this belief the reason people like to hate the French, it's a complete mirror reflection of the person making this charge. The fact is, people who hurl such charges against weirdos like me often point out their own elitism. They point at their pious humility, their status as a man or woman of the people, the way they are just like you. How condescending that is! Since I'm such a big man and I'm too insecure to back down from such a challenge, I'd like to refute the accusation that because I am seen as an intellectual, I don't know how to live life. I happen to have lived more than enough. In fact, I probably should be dead for all the stupid stuff I've done. But for all of that, I've lived, man. I've really lived. I climbed mountains, rode rivers, fished, and explored. I spent half my life as a performer, a singer, a concert violinist in musicals, symphonies, weddings, ceremonies, and restaurants. I acted and directed plays, wrote musicals, juggled and performed acrobatics in a comedy troupe, wrote and conducted string quartets, and taught it all to children. I hobnobbed with deadhead hippies, drag queens, transsexuals, punk rockers, beatniks, religious cultists, the clinically insane, the suicidal, and pre-suicidal. I've mingled with rock stars like Kurt Cobain, Joan Jett, the Beastie Boys, Bikini Kill, and La Tigra, even stepping in to sing at a show. My best friend in school was the intellectual heir to Gloria Steinem. I was a Christian fundy, a liberal Christian, a skeptic, an objectivist, an atheist, a Democrat, a libertarian, an anarchist, and was there to help start third-wave feminism. Yes, I used the three-R'd girl. I experimented with drugs and had several torrid affairs with wonderful and awful boys and amazing girls. I dealt with drug addicts, dealers, prostitutes, battered children and girlfriends, hardcore S&M fanatics, and even a cross-dressing ex-con murderous rapist. I successfully fought off a crazed intruder in my home when I was only 20 years old. I put down roots, had a non-traditional family, grew a garden, dug ponds, kept chickens, then left it all, my stuff, and my country to live over 3,000 miles away in a place where I can't speak the language, all for the love of a man I had seen in person once for 2 wonderful weeks. I've lived, and what I haven't done, Francois has. The best part is I'm not yet 40 years old. I've come into my age to discover that the point of it all is not the roller coaster ride, the excitement, the danger, or confrontation. Some of it is the risk, yes, the facing of fears. But the most important thing to understand in knowing how to live is how to appreciate it, how to enjoy the still moments, the beauty around oneself. I know that if I died now, I'd hate to, I wouldn't have missed out. But even better than that is that I still have half a lifetime to go. Who knows what I'm going to see and do? So in your face, superior common sense men and women of the people, I like to talk about ideas, and what comes with that is something called curiosity. That's what gets you some living. Lots of trouble, but lots of living. I'm not interested in a who's better competition. That's a waste of time when there's coffee to drink, ducks to feed, and cross-dressing rapists to confront. Thanks for listening. To hear more, visit me at hellboundalley.blogspot.com. That's Hellbound Alley, A-double-L, triple E.